AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It took just a few minutes, and 54 years after it first went up, the Confederate flag came down from the grounds of the South Carolina State House this morning. The debate over the flag had intensified after 9 black churchgoers were shot dead, allegedly by a white gunman. Among the dead, Myra Thompson, whose daughter Denise Quarles was there this morning when the flag was lowered for the last time.
I miss my mom, but I know my mom is smiling down from heaven.
President Obama tweeted, "Taking down the Confederate flag is a sign of goodwill and a meaningful step toward a better future." The world's biggest American flag is now flying high over New York City this morning in honor of Team USA. The flag flying from the George Washington Bridge weighs 450 pounds. The ticker tape parade for the World Cup champion women steps off this hour. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We didn't think of it in advance, but when people said, hey, we should do this, this belongs in New York City, this is an extraordinary moment in American history, it didn't take us long to say, hey, you're right.
The government's top personnel director says she has no plans to step down despite calls for her resignation after hackers got millions of Americans' personal information. Our Mark Smith is in Washington, where he reports that members of both parties are calling for Catherine Archuleta's resignation.
House GOP leaders have demanded President Obama take, quoting here, a strong stand against incompetence and dismiss Archuleta. Even Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner, usually a close ally of Obama's, says Archuleta's shown a slow and uneven response to the hack, and it's time for new management.
The actor Omar Sharif has died. He was 83 years old and suffered a heart attack at a hospital in Cairo. You may remember him from Lawrence of Arabia. The Dow is up 180. This is AP Radio News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew is cautiously optimistic that Greece's latest reform plan could resolve a debt standoff and allow the country to stay in the eurozone. Meanwhile, we've been talking to a Greek economist, Vangelis Agapitos, in Athens.
I think Europe wants an agreement for geopolitical and political reasons, while Greece wants an agreement for financial reasons. So it's a win-win situation should there be an agreement at the end of it.
Now to Bolivia, where Pope Francis is continuing his tour. He is urging inmates at a notoriously violent prison there not to despair. In his comments, he acknowledges the wretched conditions that the inmates face, overcrowding, the slow pace of justice, and violence. He said those need to be addressed by Bolivian institutions. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.